I get the sense there's a clock ticking. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. September 20th, 2001, President Bush demands that the Taliban regime in Afghanistan hand over all the leaders of al-Qaeda. We all knew they would never accept. March 17th, 2003, President Bush demands Saddam Hussein and his two sons leave Iraq within 48 hours. We all knew he'd never accept. Last night, President Trump made a demand that, according to every expert I've interviewed, North Korea will never accept. No more aggression, no more firing ballistic missiles,
and complete, verifiable, and total denuclearization.
And for a man who famously does not want to say what might happen next, he dropped a pretty strong hint.
Currently stationed in the vicinity of this peninsula are the three largest aircraft carriers in the world.
Of course, presidents have expressed anger at North Korea before.
We are not intending to continue a policy of rewarding provocation.
But that warning felt a lot different than this one.
The regime has interpreted America's past restraint as weakness. This would be a fatal miscalculation.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.